We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we start another week covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, from Las Vegas, Nevada, here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show on this cold Wednesday here and a colder, frigid Wednesday in other parts of the country. We'll get to that in just a moment. We welcome you if you're watching and listening to us on YouTube. Of course, you can also listen to us on our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, when you're tooling around here in Las Vegas. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google Phone. Yeah, you can get those apps, KSAP apps, of course, to listen to us, and the YouTube app to watch and listen to us as well on your devices and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Wednesday. We're kicking it up on a big weekend coming up here as far as horse racing is concerned. Saturday at Gulfstream Park, there will be 10 stakes races on their card that include the Pegasus World Cup Filly Mare Turf, the Pegasus World Cup Filly Mare itself and the Pegasus World Cup of and within that self. So there's three big Pegasus World Cup stakes races on the 10-race card at Gulfstream. But they'll amongst those 10 races, two grade ones, two grade twos, and three grade threes on the card there at Gulfstream. Big day at Gulfstream. Oaklawn Park is set for a big day as well. They're going to have six stakes races. And, of course, one of them will be the Southwest Stakes, part of the Arkansas Derby Series, and, of course, holding Kentucky Derby points. And, of course, along the way, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, they'll have their stakes races. Laurel Park will have a couple on Saturday. So it's a big Saturday coming up. We do need the weather to cooperate. You know what I'm talking about. Unbelievable, once-in-a-generation type weather being pummeling all across the country. And as far as, looking at the weather across the country, it's snowing in the Gulf of America now, near the Gulf of America. It's now Gulf of America, down there in Louisiana, Mississippi, the panhandle of Florida. Snow. Snow in the French Quarter, my goodness. And there's snow going just up and around all through the East Coast. It's just frigid, cold temperatures. A lot of below freezing action going on. It's a once-in-a-generation type of weather that's going through now. Most of the snow has made its way out to the Atlantic Ocean, but the damage has been done, and more snow, they say, may be on the way. For right through the Midwest, right down to the Gulf of America, through Florida, and up through the East Coast. As far as the West Coast is concerned, California is still under its extreme warning with the fires going on out there. The Santa Anas are going to start kicking up again. As a matter of fact, it's getting as far down as Southern California near San Diego now. We understand that yesterday they evacuated the horses at San Luis Rey Downs. Yesterday, because of the threats of fires there. So they're not out of the fire wilderness yet. I mean, it's still a concern there in Southern California with the Santa Ana winds whipping up. But they are getting a handle on a lot of them. But now they are back under an extreme fire warning there in Southern California. So all in all, it's going to be an interesting week of racing around the country, and the weather is going to be the primary factor of a lot of what's going on. So now let's take a look at what we have as far as cancellations today. Today, let's just set it up by telling you what was canceled yesterday. Yesterday, Parks Racing canceled all their races. Mahoning Valley Racecourse canceled all their races. And now as far as today is concerned, Turfway Park has canceled all their races at Turfway today. They say they're going to take this card that they have today and run it on Sunday. So the card that was set to go today at Turfway Park will be run Sunday, okay? That's Turfway. We have Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has canceled its racing for today. Charlestown. Charlestown has canceled its racing for today. And Delta Downs has canceled its racing for today. Delta Downs canceled its racing for today. And as I'm sure you saw on news, if you've been watching any of the news today in the weather channels, I'm sure you saw a lot of the footage of it snowing, deep snow, at the Fairgrounds racetrack and in New Orleans. So the Fairgrounds have already canceled their racing for tomorrow, Thursday, and they're going to switch that to next Monday, weather permitting. So what we have today is cancellations at Turfway, Mahoning Valley, and Charlestown, and Delta Downs. Tomorrow we'll have the Fairgrounds canceling on tomorrow as far as their racing is concerned. They're going to move that card to Monday. Also tomorrow, Delta Downs will also cancel tomorrow, all due to the unbelievable once-in-a-generation type weather action that's going on around the country. That is so far. So for today, of the racetracks that we were supposed to have on our menu, we had seven tracks scheduled to go on the menu today. There will only be four left to go, just four racetracks on the menu today. One of them, however, is Gulfstream Park, so we'll get some picks at a Gulfstream Park for you there. All right, Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool was closed, so the Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool over the weekend was closed, and as far as the individual favorite in that, Barnes closed at 6-1. He'll pay $14.66 for every $2 wagered there. And as far as the all others, the field, that was the overall favorite. The all others, the field of all the other horses except for the 39 individual ones, that closed at 4-1. Payoff there will be about $10.58. But there are, of course, the one race this weekend for Kentucky Derby points is the Southwest Stakes at Oaklawn Park. So I got a feeling that some of the horses that were in this future book will be going in the races, that race this weekend at Oaklawn Park, the Southwest. We'll take a look at that. And, of course, the big Pegasus World Cup day of racing coming up at Gulfstream. Going to be a blockbuster day, weather permitting. Let's hope the weather, Mother Nature, is a racing fan for Gulfstream Park on Saturday. Also, Senor Buscador, who was training to go in the Pegasus World Cup, was retired. They quickly retired him after a workout on Sunday morning that they didn't like in preparation for the Pegasus World Cup coming up on Saturday. So Senor Buscador has been retired just before the entries were taken for the Pegasus World Cup. He is out and retired now. And as far as any of the other news going on, let's take a look at what happened over the weekend real quick as far as the race day was concerned. And, of course, we had racing on Sunday, and, of course, Santa Anita's racing on Monday. Sunday at Aqueduct, Manny Franco got three wins on the card. He won the first race with Dick Dutrow, a trainee, at $12.20. Then he won the second race for Bill Morey, who is now training in at Aqueduct in New York, paying $10 even. Then his third winner came in the seventh race for Chad Brown, paying $3.70. Eric Cancel had a couple of winners. He won the third race for $18.20 and then came back in the fifth race for Chris Lamont, paying $4 even. Overall, on Sunday at Aqueduct, the pick six paid $1,957 and change. Gulfstream Park, the big winning jockey of the day on Sunday at Gulfstream was Edwin Gonzalez. Gonzalez won the second race for Jose D'Angelo, who had a couple of wins himself on Sunday, $6.40 there. Then Gonzalez and D'Angelo teamed up again for their second win each in the eighth race. They paid $7 even, and Gonzalez won his third race in the ninth, paying $5.80. And as far as any of the other action going on, Dylan Davis won a couple of races. He won the first race for Mark Cassie at $7.60. Came back in the seventh race for Carlos David, paying $8.60 Sunday at Gulfstream. Santa Anita on Sunday, the riding star of the day was Flavian Pratt. Flavian Pratt won the third race at $3.80. Came back in the one of the two feature races, the Las Cienegas, with Tupi. Tupi went, I believe, gate to wire in that race for Graham Motion, paid $4.20. Outrunning Anywho and Nadette, who finished third in that stakes race. Then Pratt came back in the 10th race for his third win of the day, paying $6.60. Trainer Robert Hess had a couple of wins, won the fourth race with Kent DeSormo, paying $14.40, came back in the final race with Edwin Maldonado and paid $8.60 there. And Bob Hess having three wins. He won the first race also with Mario Gutierrez, that paid $60.40 in a field of only eight horses. That started out a big day for Bob Hess. So Bob Hess won the first, fourth, and 11th races on Sunday. The La Cañada Stakes, the other stakes race of the day, was won by Cavalieri. This horse stays perfect 3-for-3 for Bob Baffert. Juan Hernandez aboard there, $4 even, outrunning Alpha Bella and Big Hug, who finished third in that race. Jerry J had a nice reverse exacta play there on Sunday at Santa Anita. That paid $10.10 for every $1 bet there. Oaklawn Park continues to have big prices and big pick five payoffs. Listen to this. First race winner, $54.40. Second race winner, $21.80. Third race, $13.20. Fourth race, $4.80. Fifth race, $7.80. Put them all together, the 50-cent pick five paid $36,319.05. In the featured Pippin Stakes, Corningstone wins for Julian Le Perou for Kenny McPeak, paying $4.80, outrunning Indy Label and Taxed, who finished third in that one. And on Monday, on the Martin Luther King Day card at Santa Anita, Santa Anita, Flavian Pratt again won a couple of races there. He won the first race for Tim Yachtin at 10.60, came back in the sixth race for Doug O'Neill and paid 9.20. Doug O'Neill had back-to-back wins. He came back in the seventh race with Antonio Freisu, who had his second win of the day, paying 17.60. Freisu's first race winner was in the third race, 3.40 for Mark Glatt. And all in all, the pick six paid handsome, very handsome, on Monday at Santa Anita. The pick six winning prices, 7.40, 9.20, and 17.60, followed by 5.40, 19.40, and 3.40. And six out of six paid $76,369.80 at Santa Anita on Monday. All right, now you're all caught up with what happened over the weekend. A lot happened between the weekend and today. We got a new president. We got a college football championship in Ohio State. And, of course, we celebrated Martin Luther King holiday on Monday. Now we start the big week of pushing forward to the big card on Saturday, both at Gulfstream and Oaklawn Park, weather permitting. All right, we're going to get started today on the show. We got Jonathan Ardoon with us, John Lendo, Jerry Jackowitz, and Rich Eng. And a special guest with us today will be Dwayne Carlucci, the race and sports director at the Rampart here in town. Dwayne's going to come on. He loves horse racing, and I'll bet you he has a thought about the Pegasus World Cup, maybe even the Southwest. We'll get him going as well. So we got a lot to do, so don't go away. We're going to our first break. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Want to remind you that the Eclipse Awards show to give out the hardware for the Eclipse Awards happens tomorrow. It'll be televised on FanDuel Cable TV, the racing network there, at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, which is, of course, 6:30 on the East Coast. And, of course, it'll be streaming also at the bloodhorse.com website as well. Well, look, we all know that the sub-zero temperatures are all up in that freeze zone, but just taking a look at some of the other temperatures on the day, Miami is 65, Phoenix 68, L.A. 78. So, where we are caught here kind of in between here in Las Vegas, 30 degrees right now outside, 2 degrees below freezing right now outside here in Vegas, going to get up to 61 today. And as far as the rest of the country, just plain deep freeze, that's for sure. It is, they do have a little bit of rain going on in the Miami area, so we understand that Gulfstream Park races, the scheduled races at Gulfstream have come off the turf course. No turf racing today at Gulfstream. Here's a brief menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. Remember, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, and you're going to play the races here in the book behind me, these will be the first post times rolling out in our race books here. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're not in it, adjust to it from whatever time zone you're in so you don't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad. All right, the menu begins with this. Parks Racing. Yes, folks, they say they're still racing at Parks. Now, Parks Racing has a Pick 5 jackpot carryover, $83,543. 10 races today at Parks. First post time is 9:05 Pacific time. We just checked again. They have not canceled, so they're still on the docket to go today. Gulfstream Park. 9 races today at Gulfstream. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover is a goodie. $274,633 on the Pick 6 jackpot, the Rainbow jackpot at Gulfstream. They have nine races today, and the turf races will come off. And there's only two turf races today, so that's the fourth and ninth races are now on the taffeta footing. The other races will stay where they're supposed to. Nine races today at Gulfstream. First post time is at 9:20. Tampa Bay Downs has nine races. Their first post time at Tampa Bay today with a super high five carryover of $24,919. That's at Turf Tampa Bay Downs, 940 for nine races there. And then we wrap it up with Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise has a pick six jackpot carryover, a goodie there too, $152,397, $152,397 pick six jackpot at Turf Paradise today. And their first post time for eight races. First race will be a quarter horse race. The last seven will be thoroughbreds. First post time is 11:25 Pacific at Turf Paradise. That, folks, is the menu. That's it for today. All right, we're going to go now out to Jonathan Hardoon, who tells me that the temperature gauge outside of his domicile is minus -7.
It's up to -2 now, Ralph.
Oh, we're clean.
I sent you a picture this morning.
Yes, you did.
It was really cold, Ralph. It's just brutal out.
Jonathan, man, oh, man. We are getting, they say, most of the weather channels are saying that the weather that's going through from the Midwest on down to the Gulf of America and right through the panhandle of Florida on out to the East Coast is a once-in-a-generation type of situation for the weather. But those there are places there in the South that are getting feet of snow that they're not ready for. They don't have snow plows. They don't have salt trucks. Yeah. I mean, they're going to be snowed in.
Pensacola, Florida has no snow plows, and they got snow. And Fairgrounds, New Orleans, snow. I mean, it's crazy. It's just so much for global warming, I guess.
Well, at least not this weekend. All right, so we got Kentucky Derby points up for grabs in the Southwest Stakes on the same card at Oaklawn Park on Saturday. The Martha Washington has 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. Now, we have a big card of six stakes races at Oaklawn. Some of them are races that were canceled before that are going on the card there. But Oaklawn Park is right in the middle of usually what gets really cold weather. So we'll wait and see. We hope by then, by Saturday, we got our fingers crossed that they'll go at Oaklawn. And same thing at Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park, I understand the predictions are maybe some rain in the area for Gulfstream Park on Saturday for the big Pegasus World Cup card.
Yeah, and that's scheduled. One of those races is for the grass, so hopefully it stays on the grass. It's going to be interesting. The Martha Washington at Oakland only has, I think, a field of six. Yeah, they only have six going, and the Southwest full field of 10. So those are important races. You know, Baffert's even shipping into Oakland. You have an Asmussen horse. That race is loaded.
And, of course, that's Southwest. That's part of the Arkansas Derby series that happens at Oaklawn Park. They've already had one in the series, a couple of weeks ago. But the Southwest gets a field of 10. This will, of course, 20 Derby points, 1/16, obviously on the main track, because that's all they have there at Oaklawn. But Bob Baffert's Gaming comes back in that race, drew the rail post. This horse was third last time in the Los Alamitos Futurity. And as far as any other winners in stakes races, really none. However, you've got horses that have won their last start in allowance races. That's Monet's Magic in the race. And you've got Sandman, son of Tappet, won his last race. And so did Patch Adams. That's the horse that a lot of people have Patch Adams really was an eye-opener in his win at Oaklawn Park. Brad Cox is flying out Flavian Pratt for the ride there on Patch Adams. Probably will be the favorite in the race. American Promise for D-Wing Lucas won his last start as well. So although you don't have big stakes race winners, you got a lot of promising horses in there.
You do, and Gaming is the morning line favorite, 2-1 breaking from the rail. Pratt rode Gaming last time out at the Los Al Futurity, and he's going to opt for Patch Adams. You know, Patch Adams, you're right, Ralph, extremely impressive last time out when breaking his maiden around one turn, seven furlongs at Churchill. Now he's going to be asked to stretch out to two turns, but should have no problems doing it.
I can tell you the three Pegasus World Cup races, and they're kind of adding them along the way as the years go by, but the Pegasus World Cup, Billy Mare Turf, that's the one that's inquestionable with the weather forecast there, maybe. But that's the newest of the three Pegasus World Cup races. And in that race, it's a hugely competitive race. There's 14 that have been entered in the race, and all I can say is that's going to be a real scrum there. As far as the Pegasus World Cup turf itself, which is just an open race, a turf race, there's going to be a 14 in that race as well. That as well is a wide-open race. And then, of course, you got the Pegasus World Cup, the original of the Pegasus World Cup races. And that has a field of 12 in that, and it's going to be, I guess, locked, believe it or not, locked, that Gunrunner offspring for Todd Pletcher is at the morning line at 5-2. So,
and yeah, but he's breaking from the tough outside 11 post, not an easy post to win from, and he's going to be the favorite. I would try to beat him. I think the SoCal horses in both the 12th and 13th race, that's the turf race, and the Pegasus are going to have a big say in those races.
Well, and the you know, the ones you're talking about, Newgrange, who finished fifth.
He's scratching. Oh, Newgrange, I heard, is coming out. That's okay. What I heard.
All right, so take that out, and we don't have to worry about that. But the other Southern California horses in the race will be horses that you think are going to be prominent in that race. I can tell you this, Skippy Longstockings is in there at 10-1. You know, Locke was so impressive in his last race, and he's a horse that Todd Pletcher has taken a long time with coming back to the races, and for whatever deficiency he had.
He makes his third start back off of a long layoff. Yeah. He had surgery or something went wrong, but yeah. both his first two comeback races, very, very strong.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if Mix, though, who's listed at 10-1 on the morning line, outruns his odds. He's breaking from the rail for trainer Doug O'Neill. I did that race. I was doing a podcast with someone, and I had a handicap that race, and I really like Mix, though, in there. I think he's going to take a big step forward.
All right, and of course you got Wide Barrio in there. Is this going to be the last race for Wide Barrio?
I think so. Or, but who knows?
it's either going to be this race or maybe the Saudi Cup. Anyhow, Wide Barrio, 3-1 on the morning line. He was second in the Mr. Prospector. Never looked like a winner in that race, as odds on. But IRAD sticks with him, and so we'll wait and see about that. But it's going to be a big day of racing, certainly, at Gulfstream and at Oaklawn on Saturday. And you're doing your work now. So when we get to, you know, the Saturday, Friday, and Saturday looking
we'll be ready for you, Ralph.
All right, we want to make sure we get the picks ready. Well, it's a thin day of racing today across the country, but you know what? We got to find a winner somewhere.
Well, we're going to look at Gulfstream today, the eighth race. This is a 1/16 on Tapita, and I like the number six horse in here, Uncle Armando. Uh-huh. This is a 7-year-old gelding who was claimed out of his last race by trainer Ken Sweezy. And Ken Sweezy's having a terrific meet. This horse is listed at 6-1 on the morning line. George Ruiz aboard to ride. He's stepping way up in company, but he could handle it. He's really in top form now, Ralph. Out of his last four races, he's got a win in 3 seconds. Finds the winner's circle today, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number six, Uncle Armando, to win today's eighth race out at Gulfstream Park.
Well, we hope he's our favorite uncle for today, at least. In the eighth race, the six, Uncle Armando, the six in the eighth race today at Gulfstream Park is Jonathan Hardoon's play on the show. And Jonathan, you have one sheet today, and it's at Gulfstream Park.
That's all I did. One and done, Ralph.
One and done, yes. Well, just stay warm, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll be salting the walkway as soon as we get off the air here.
All right, don't slip.
Everything is ice outside. Everything is up.
Don't slip on the ice. We need you. Thank you, my man.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Rich Eng is with us. The NFL gets down to the nitty-gritty this weekend. The four teams left to be only the two teams that survive onto the Super Bowl. We'll get a first blush look at that and a pick from Rich Eng on horses as well. So don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Giovinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD, my dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we're going to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, all I can say is you had a winner on Saturday in the NFL, and on Sunday you got a push because the kicker missed an extra point to get you the cover.
Well, it's a tough game. That's why you got to, when you're betting football, college, you're pro, you got to shop for price. And I did have a couple of emails, people asking me what I did on Monday to try to monetize Notre Dame, my future book bet. Well, you know, I can tell you quite honestly, you know, I cashed all three games leading up into the championship game. Notre Dame won three games in a row, so I cashed those individual games. And what I did was I used the six-point teasers, Ralph, and actually teased Ohio State, and I teased Notre Dame. So if the game fell between Ohio State 2 and Notre Dame 14, then my teasers were alive and the game fell 11, so that was fine. And I teased them with NFL games from last weekend and some going into this weekend already.
You know, we have a player here in the South Point. I see him every day when I leave the studio playing sports, that he does a lot of teasers and will take favorites. And I said, well, how can you make money there? He says, if you put enough of them together, you can make money. And so that's what he does, especially in hockey. So there are a lot of different ways of getting to the winner's circle, that's for sure. We will talk a little bit more about the two teams that are left going for the Super Bowl in Washington, the Commanders playing the Eagles at Philadelphia, and, of course, the Buffalo Bills playing the Kansas City Chiefs at Kansas City. I'm thinking that it didn't matter who was going to host these games as far as the weather is concerned. It's just going to be bad weather, the cold weather, the typical NFL weather at this time of the year for both those venues. But we'll wait and see. We'll get your thoughts about that a little bit later on because that is Sunday. Mm-hmm. But, Richie, today there's not much on the tree to pick from, so where are we going with a race pick?
Yeah, you know, this weather and the cancellations is really causing havoc for me at the racing farm office. I got to take some tracks out. I got to put some tracks in, and I just hope I don't mess up and forget a track because of all the rescheduling that's been going on. But knock on wood, so far so good. Turf Paradise is where we're going to go to find a pick, Ralph. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the main track in race 8. It's 6 furlongs. It's actually a pretty solid race. Optional claimer 25, which is a very high level for them, you know, just probably below stakes races. But I'm going to go with the number 3, John Dunbar. 5-1 in the morning line. Orlando Mojica riding for Robertino Diodoro. Angle about this horse. This horse has been racing in Southern California most of his career. For Lorenzo Campuzano. Mm-hmm. Last two races switched over to Diodoro, a second and a first. Horse is in fine form, 5-1 square price. Number 3, John Dunbar in the eighth.
Eighth and final at Turf Paradise. Number 3, John Dunbar. The 3 at the eighth, on the eighth at Turf Paradise, is Rich Eng's pick for the race day listeners today on a very slim day of racing going on around the country. And Richie, we can get you can get a little bit more time there to study on the big games on Sunday. And in the meantime, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, and don't forget, Richie does have selections for Santa Anita, and they have a special card tomorrow on Thursday. Now I want to introduce a gentleman on this show that we hope we can get a regular segment from him maybe once a week, and that is Dwayne Carlucci. He is the race and sports director there at the Rampart, which is across town from us here at the South Point. They do a great job there at the South Point, and it all falls on the shoulders of Dwayne, because Dwayne loves horse racing. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Definitely love horse racing. You know that. It's a pleasure to join the show.
And, you know, we got to have you on more often, so maybe we can just get a you know, kind of a segment at least once a week coming on here, because you guys do such great work out there at the Rampart as well, part of the team of the South Point team and the ownerships there. But we got big racing coming up this weekend. Now, I know that you are really centered on, as far as horse racing right now, on those three-year-olds because of the Kentucky Derby and the big parties and all that stuff that you have there. And, of course, the Southwest is the one of the races that will yield Kentucky Derby points, especially this weekend. The other one is the Kentucky Oaks points in the Martha Washington. But how do you see that race?
That's a tough one. I'll tell you the truth, Ralph. You know, how strong Bob Baffert's record is, you could understand why gaming is going to take massive action here. Mm-hmm. But actually, I believe that Brad Cox is with Patch Adams. I was so impressed with that maiden special weight victory at Churchill Downs. It was just impressive how he drew off. And, you know, he's pulling all the strings. He's got Flavian Pratt on this horse. Pratt has been just dominant over the past 8 months. I mean, he broke the record for stakes wins in a season. He's mm-hmm. the definite Eclipse Award winner this year, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He definitely overcome the Irad Ortiz dominance. But this horse definitely is working up to the race tremendously. But let's keep in mind, you do have to beat Bob Baffert. And his horse gaming, you know, he kind of bounced, Ralph. I didn't like the race. He didn't make the lead at Los Al. And that was kind of a telling, you know, tale leading up to this one. But mm-hmm. Baffert is capable of anything. So I'll have to use him in my exotics, but I do like the Brad Cox horse in this race.
I concur with you on the Brad Cox horse, and all I can say with gaming drawing the rail, I think he's going to have to get him in the race early before they hit that first turn and work from there, which is somewhat of his forte anyhow. Hey, we got a big day of racing at Gulfstream Park. We had all those Pegasus World Cup races and a whole bunch of other stakes races there. Pegasus World Cup, of course, is the first big main one. Now they've branched off into the Pegasus World Cup turf and the Pegasus World Cup filly mare turf. I'm sure that they're going to add some later on, trying to make it like a mini Breeders' Cup. But in any case, the Pegasus World Cup comes up on Saturday, and it's an intriguing field, that's for sure. Locked is the 5-2 favorite, and that's another horse. Like Patch Adams has been away for a while, but had a couple of really nice, impressive return races. He was made the favorite on the morning line.
Yeah, that's surprising, too, with the post position there, because you got that short run, Ralph. Mm-hmm. You know, despite his accomplishments and dominating the Cigar Mile, you do have that short run, and he's going to have to get position, whereas there's some of the other horses like White Barrio that have more favorable positions inside. But this horse is totally capable. I mean, he was just monstrous in the Cigar Mile, and he's done very little wrong. You get legendary connections with Pletcher and John Velasquez. Definitely going to be tough to beat. And White Barrio Rosario's prep race was a little suspect. I mean, he has to break quicker, and Safi Joseph has said this in all the interviews leading up to this race. And this is a former Breeders' Cup Classic winner who, you know, didn't really have trouble breaking and getting position, but now it seems like he had to be retrained since transferred from Rick Dutrow over to Safi. The prep race was good. I mean, he was making up a lot of ground, but there's some heavy hitters in this race. I mean, you look, you have Saudi Crown, who won the Pennsylvania Derby, who was capable. You know, you do have other horses as well. Skippy Longstocking also, you know, he was the victim of a bad post position at Del Mar in his last race. Maybe he could improve, but, you know, you do have these horses, you know, definitely that are competing at a high level. Mystic Dan is there, the Kentucky Derby winner. Now, we saw him, Ralph, in the Malibu.
Yeah.
He didn't look all that good, and, you know, Peak said, I didn't have everything tightened. I didn't have all the screws tightened, but, you know, this combination of Ken McPeak and Brian Hernandez, they're winning races. I've been watching them, and at Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, they travel around. This horse could be very, very tough in this situation. So this is a wide-open Pegasus, and definitely a great, great card that they're putting on. And I hope they improve off of this, because a few years back, like you said, Ralph, in the segue, that, you know, this was a day that was comparable to Breeders' Cup. We even had a seminar one year, Bob Ike and myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of diminished a little. We're hoping that Gulfstream, you know, regains their footing, and this race is definitely capable of bringing that prominence back.
You know, Duane, in addition to that, when talking about Mystic Dan, it was the time of the year when, you know, the horse transport usually goes through FedEx when you're talking about the Jets, and John Lindo made it a point to tell us that FedEx was not shipping any horses the month of December because of all the packages they had to deliver overflow from Christmas. So this horse had to take a van ride of almost 3 days to get to California. That might have taken its toll, so we got to keep that in mind. I got to tell you a little sneaky long shot that I'm going to put in there, not so much to win, but to really make maybe an exacta or trifecta happening, and that is Croupy, the other Todd Pletcher horse with Louis Saez aboard. I think this horse might get a trip in this race.
Yeah, he definitely likes to come late, Ralph, and he can get a trip. I believe he was third in last year's running, so definitely Croupy has a chance, and, you know, that's where you're switching back and forth, because Irad sometimes, you know, rides Croupy, but now he's sticking with White Abario. So definitely, I respect that horse. I definitely think he could get a piece if everything starts to fall apart. There could be a scramble for the pace here and position, like we said, with Saudi Crown. You know, White Abario has to break a lot better. Mystic Dan, you know, he doesn't like to be too far out of it. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting pace scenario, and Croupy will definitely come and be a factor late, you know, if everything is right with this horse. And I hear he is, you know, training pretty well.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be a tough, tough road as, you know, Todd Pletcher's two horses. I've been watching the works. It seems that the other one is working a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But Croupy isn't that great in the morning either, Ralph. So,
no.
You know, that don't buy into the workouts all the time. You know, it does show form. And you could look at the stride and the physical appearance of the horse,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes horses are much better race day than they are working over the surface.
And I think, folks, you can tell right now that Duane is just more than a guy throwing a dart at the wall as far as horse racing concerned. He has a love for this game, and that's why, Duane, we got to get you on the shows on a regular basis. But now turning, of course, you're the race and sports manager at the Rampart. And I got to think that you bookmakers locked up a lot of money when the Ravens and the Lions got out of the Super Bowl, you know, realm there. But it's going to be an interesting weekend of football, that's for sure, with the up-and-coming Commanders. And, of course, you've got the Kansas City Chiefs trying to get to the Super Bowl and win it for the third straight year.
Yeah, Ralph, what a, unbelievable. If you told me that two NFC East teams were going to be playing in the NFC Championship, I would have laughed at you early in the season. But Jaden Daniels is the real deal. I mean, this team is just fabulous. They were able to outscore Detroit. Detroit, once again, had that very weak defense, and they brought that to the table at the wrong time. I mean, they played some great games this year, especially 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago against Minnesota. And then to just lay an egg, that was kind of disappointing. disappointing, but definitely in favor of us bookmakers. You know that the focal point was Lamar Jackson at Detroit, hoping that they would go to the Super Bowl and possibly upset the Chiefs. But Mahomes is still there. Allen is still there. You still have Hurts there. What a fabulous Final Four. This is going to be so exciting. And you mix that in with this tremendous racing at Gulfstream at Oaklawn.
Yeah.
What a great time to be a bookmaker. And we love it at the Rampart. We will cater. Don't think it's just all football. We will have that whole left side of the video wall fired up with the horse racing. So what an exciting weekend. I'm just going to enjoy it and, you know, try to make some money, Ralph, on the horses and hope we're on the favorable side. And I know Chris and Jimmy will do a fabulous job and Vinny with the line. So I'm not worried about that. It's just which team show up. Will Jalen Hurts be healthy? Can Buffalo finally beat the Chiefs in Kansas City? That's going to be very, very difficult. But a great, great action weekend. Unbelievable to be a bookmaker
and
in Las Vegas.
Will the fairy tale year at the Commanders continue? That's another angle for that, that's for sure. And I know that you guys are going to be doing a great job there at the Rampart. Everybody's been telling me about what a great job you guys do there. And the good thing about it, you don't have to be out in the cold. Just enjoy yourself in the book and enjoy the action. That is absolutely for sure. Dwayne, I want to thank you so much for being with us. We're going to make you a regular, my man.
I appreciate it, Ralph. Thank you so much. And yes, I'm here for you guys. And let's pick some winners this weekend.
You better believe it. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Dwayne Carlucci, the race and sports manager at the Rampart, which is about, what would you say, Sean, about 30 miles from here to there? 15? Well, certainly I don't know how long it's, but that's okay. We're on the south side of the Las Vegas Valley. They're on the north side up there by Summerlin. All right, let's bring in John Lindo now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. I heard a little chilly out there this morning.
Little chilly is probably for us here when you get down below freezing is more than little chilly. It's darn right cold. But looking at the rest of the country, I guess we're in a pretty good shape. You, however, down there in the San Diego area, Southern California, I understand that you guys are now under a severe watch for the fires that are going on down there because the Santa Ana winds are going to start coming up again. And I was surprised to read and hear that they vacated the horses at San Luis Rey.
Yeah, the winds came up Monday night into Tuesday morning, and there was a fire just to the east of San Luis Rey Downs, about 3 or 4 miles away, called the Lilac Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, a few years ago, they had a fire sweep through San Luis Rey where they had to basically let the horses run loose. So just being proactive, Santa Anita, which runs the San Luis Rey Downs, and Del Mar worked together, and they evacuated the 247 horses on the grounds. They were all taken down to Del Mar yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the evacuation was lifted, so I have not heard yet. I'm assuming that the horses are probably on the way back, being transferred back now to San Luis Rey Downs. So, a minor interruption there, but things could have been a lot worse. And, you know, hats off to Del Mar and Santa Anita being proactive and trying to stay away from creating any other problems. We've had enough with the fires near Santa Anita.
You know, John, this is going to have a ripple effect, though, for handicappers and for several weeks, maybe a month or two, because when you get these horses that are in training that are interrupted in their training by one thing or another, like on the East Coast with the cancellations and the horses can't get out on the track, and on the West Coast with the evacuation and the air quality there, it takes its toll because they're athletes and they do have to get out there and do their workouts and exercise, don't they?
Yeah, they need to do something every day. And when they went down to Del Mar, I don't think that track is open for training. So you're just basically stuck in the stalls and just walking around the barn area. Now they ship back. And if you have a horse that's a bad shipper that gets upset, you know, that's two trips they had to make. And it takes a little while to get it all back. They may miss a couple of days. Maybe it puts you back a few days as far as your training program. Shouldn't be too bad if they get back up there today. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, I would look for guys like Richard Baltus, who has horses down there, Michael McCarthy, Peter Miller.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if their names get a little sparse in the entry box.
Well, I will say one thing. In another lifetime, when I was young and I was, galloping horses, when there were days when we got so bad out that you couldn't go to the track, we used to go to one or two of the vacant, long vacant barns that were available on the back stretch, on the back, and we'd gallop the horses. We'd take them at not as fast, obviously, as on the racetrack, but they would get into a pretty good speed going around under the shed row on those in the barns, you know, under the barns in the shed row there. And I can tell you, I've had more than a lot of scraped knees hitting those turns because they get real close to they get real close to the side of the barn, and you can scrape them there. But that's the way we used to try to keep some of them exercised in the morning during those times.
Yeah, the definition of scraping pain. And Ralph, one other thing too. There is rain in the forecast for Sunday at Santa Anita.
Yeah.
So we'll have to find out what happens with that. I did a check with Jason Egan, the racing secretary at Santa Anita, to see if, you know, they had talked about racing some turf races that they come off, maybe running on the Tapeta.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, Santa Anita does not have all the logistics done for racing on the training track. So if there is rain and races come off the turf course, everything will end up on the main track.
You are talking about on the Tapeta as far as logistics. Are you talking about hand timing the horses because the timers might be, et cetera, like that?
Yeah, and gate placements and things like that. I don't think everything's all set to go as far as trying to run any races out there.
Okay.
When he said it's still not out of the question, maybe for the autumn meet or next winter, but for this meet, there will not be any racing on the training track of Tapeta if we get bad weather.
All right, well, we're keeping our fingers crossed for coast-to-coast rain at Santa Anita, and, of course, rain may be happening at Gulfstream Park as well. But if all systems are go, how's the Linda Report? What's the Linda Report doing this weekend?
We'll do Santa Anita, which kicks off tomorrow, Thursday through Sunday. We'll do the full card for the Gulfstream Park Pegasus World Cup Day. That's a terrific card, a huge number of entries, so a lot of fun there. We'll have that for the folks at the South Point.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to work to get that honey-do list done before the week starts in horse racing, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning. All right, well, I'll ask that again. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah. Pretty cold. Okay. It's pretty cold out there in the morning, huh?
Not too bad, just... You know, we have a short winter. It'll be over by next week, I think.
So. Oh, okay. Taking a look at, all of the action that's happening this week, and with these interruptions in these racing cards, et cetera, for one reason or another, does that affect at all your handicapping or the power pages?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does. It's something that you can't, there's really no way to understand it. There's really no way to quantify it. So, I mean, because first of all, we never really know the whole world of horses other than what's published.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the publishing, we don't know what's going on. So, you know, that's where the clockers have an advantage maybe over us if the clockers, but I haven't found too many clockers that know much about form.
Mm-hmm.
So, it makes it more difficult. So we solve that the way we solve everything, by making sure that we get better odds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the element that gives us the advantage over everybody else, the handicapper.
Well, you gave us a nice reverse play on Sunday that, for a dollar paid 10 or 11 to 1, so that was okay there. But I was just wondering how you guys handle the handicapping when obviously you have limited information on what these horses in particular are doing on the days when they don't make the track, etc.
Correct. Well, our reverse exact on Saturday paid over $200. That's where we got disqualified and were pushed second.
That was Saturday. I'm talking about Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. Saturday. Yeah. Oh, Saturday. Saturday was a big day. Trust me, Jerry, if that horse didn't get disqualified, I'd have made a whole lot more money than I did. But I did do the little reverse that you always talk about. Please, folks, do the reverse. Just a small reverse if you can, because this actually, this paid off better with the link-up horse actually being placed first than it would the original horse. But since I had the original horse tied up in trifectas and superfectas, I would have much rather him stay right there. But nevertheless,
right, well,
that was a nice score.
Yeah, that's often the way it is. You know, I did have one interesting email when the guy says, "Well, you know, your horse was 3-1. Was that really a value play? And the other one, maybe that should have been your pop-up key." And I laughed when I said that, when he said that, because partially right. I mean, the horse that we bet went off at 3.3 to 1, and I had him at 5 to 2. So he was clearly an overlay, and the kind of horse that we want to bet a lot. So he definitely was worth the whole play. But if you thought the 27 to 1 shot was great value, you should have made another bet on him. And because he's 27 to 1, and we've discussed it on the show,
right,
you really want to make more, put more money in the place position on these super long shots. So there was an opportunity, if your analysis was such, to bet, make two bets, one on the one that went off at 3.5 to 1, and one that. So just as a thought for you.
More thoughts to come on tomorrow's show. In the meantime, we're wrapping up this one today. Stay out there, stay warm, and stay safe, folks. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at the same time. One more thing to say. Say it, Jerry, quick.
It's Ralph Sirocco at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.